Ready, Iowa. I'm Dar Danielson with the Week in Review. Republicans in an Iowa Senate committee have approved making changes to the bottle bill, tripling the amount of deposit fees at Gilgal Redemption Centers. Republican Senator Jason Schultz of Schleswig says it's time to stop waiting for grocers and beverage distributors to come up with a compromise.
Iowans have, I think, increasingly and justifiably enraged with the legislatures that we've let this go this far.
Senator Bill Donsler, Democrat from Waterloo, says it's been one of the most popular laws in the books for years.
This bill, the way it is written, is a de facto end of the bottle bill.
The bill is now eligible for debate in the full Senate. The House committee approved a bill that would force landlords to give mobile home residents 90 days notice for rent and utility hikes, up from the current 60 days. It also includes some property tax relief. But the Iowa Manufactured Home Residents Network says after outrageous rent increases, the bill fails to limit future rent hikes or stop landlords from evicting them without citing a cause. Representative Lindsey James of Dubuque.
And I concur. This is not enough.
The bill is now eligible for debate in the full House. House Republicans appear poised to vote for a year-long moratorium that will prevent the companies planning to build carbon pipelines and seeking eminent domain to seize property along the pipeline routes. House Speaker Pat Grassley says pipeline companies would still be able to negotiate easements with landowners, but this would let the legislature weigh in next year if the companies seek mass condemnation of land.
There are people that want the project, people that have signed up. We're not trying to break those agreements because we respect property rights on both sides.
Bill now eligible for debate in the full House. Governor Kim Reynolds said this week most of the guns used in a shooting outside of Des Moines High School were accessed illegally, and changing Iowa's gun laws isn't the right response.
The real tragedy in the situation that happened, and it is heartbreaking, that, you know, there was an individual killed and that we have, you know, six suspects that have been arrested. The age range of not only the three victims, but the six individuals that have been arrested is 14 to 18.
Reynolds says Des Moines police tell her five of those involved were not enrolled in school and four were enrolled, but were not in school at the time of the shooting. House Minority Leader Jennifer Confors.
It is not these kids' fault. It is not the school's fault that they were shot. And it is absolutely unconscionable that we would be calling anything other than the fact that these students were shot the tragedy. I can't believe she said it, and I am furious.
The funeral for the 15-year-old who was killed in the shooting was held Tuesday. Winnebago Industries celebrated a milestone this week with its 500,000th motorhome rolling off the line.
It's a Class B 4x4 motorhome that really shows how Winnebago has grown and changed throughout the years.
The company that began in Forest City made its first motorhome in 1967. An engineering contractor working on a lift station for a project for the city of Sheldon found an 11-pound woolly mammoth tooth on the ground after recent work. Northwest Iowa Community College officials say they'll retain ownership of the tooth, but will display it at the Sheldon Prairie Museum in Sheldon. That's Radio Iowa's Week in Review. I'm Dar Danielson.